We are in Psalm number 37, beginning at verse number 1.
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible reads, "And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all of his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words." As you go to your seats, we want to use for a thought on this morning.
Amen.
Preparing for my not yet.
Amen.
Preparing for my not yet.
Amen.
In every calling in life, whether it is in ministry, marriage, parenting, higher education, career choices, or business ventures, there is a season of observation, preparation, hesitation, separation, education, concentration, differentiation, experimentation, interpretation, familiarization, indemnification, and determination. Therefore, today we're going to discuss Joseph's journey with the calling on his life, and how his relationship with God caused him to transcend the times and successfully carry out his mission. But what's often missing in this day and time that Joseph possessed is discipline. The mantle of leadership comes with responsibility.
Yes, it does.
Expectation and the ability to solve problems and resolve issues.
Yes, it does.
This means that you are relevant for a time and a season such as this. If your gift or calling is not solving problems or resolving an issue, then you need to go back to God for further instructions. Because everybody with a gift or a calling that is truly from God is designed to serve in the kingdom of God. And every person who is called to lead must first know how to follow. So this morning, we'll rely on some subtopics, if you will, and some points of focus. And the first is, what Joseph should have done is shut your mouth.
Come on, that's right. Come on, that's right.
It's tight, but it's right.
That's right.
Talking too soon will cause you to find yourself in a pit. People often feel threatened with the dreams, the favor, the calling, and the breakthrough of other folks, especially if the people that you're talking to have no clarity or achievement of their own. Talking to the wrong people got Joseph thrown into a pit.
That's right.
I came to ask you on this morning, people of God, what kind of pit are you in? Uh-oh. Are you in a pit of loneliness? Uh-uh. Are you in a pit of confusion? Do you find yourself in a pit of anxiety? Do you find yourself in a pit of abandonment? Do you find yourself in a financial or an emotional pit? Perhaps you're simply caught up in a pit of your past. When you open your mouth, are you speaking faith? Are you talking to people who are even on your level and can understand your dream? Your vision, or where it is that God is taking you, or are you giving information to somebody that can't even handle your next level? Glory to God. Can God trust you with a promise? Proverbs 29 and 11 says, a fool utters everything that's on his mind, but a wise man will keep it until afterwards. Well, somebody might be wondering, after what? After God tells you that you can share. Some of the pits that we find ourselves in, people of God, like Joseph, are because we talk entirely too much, too soon, too fast, and to the wrong people. Excessive talking opens the doors to sin. It fuels gossip. It is the enemy of listening, and it often feeds into boasting. Well, what else, Pastor? It can also lead to flattery, because some folks will talk to you so long they start lying to you. Glory to God. They start telling you the things that they think that you want to hear. Oftentimes, talking too much and too soon is idle talk. It can even give birth to profanity, because now you're trying to impress somebody. And usually talking too much can destroy instead of building up. 1 Thessalonians 4 says, study to be quiet and do your own business. Work with your own hands as we commanded you, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you may lack nothing. Shut your mouth and stop letting your friends, your foes, and all your Facebook family know everything that you're doing and everywhere that you're going. So that you don't find yourself in a pit like Joseph, I encourage you to shut your mouth. Next, we want to stay in character.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
When I say character, I'm not describing a person in a movie, a novel, or a play. But I'm talking about things that we don't hear much about in this day and time. I'm talking about upstanding moral qualities. Glory to God. I'm talking about not yielding to sin and the ways of this world, but truly standing for something. I'm talking about the fruit of the Spirit being evident in your life. I'm talking about turning from the sinful world unto God. I'm talking about things that used to be automatic in the church, like honesty. I'm talking about things like being trustworthy. I'm talking about things like obeying the word of God, no matter who likes it, no matter who comes, and no matter who goes. I'm talking about character.
Come on, Pastor.
Joseph had several opportunities where he could have stepped outside of his character. But he decided that when the going got tough, he wasn't going to just get going. Glory to God. Right. People of God, your attitude means everything.
That's right.
We have to learn that no matter what's going on around us, because think about it. Now, Joseph was young. You're talking about his brothers putting him into a pit. Now, some of us might have pulled two or three of them off in there with us. Amen. But he decided to just go ahead and deal with what it was he had to deal with. Joseph had an opportunity with Potiphar's wife, but because he knew that he had been entrusted to do something, he did his job and ran away from the woman who was trying to get him to lie with him. We're talking about character. Even when Joseph was in the prison and the folks forgot all about him after they told him they was gonna do one thing and walked off and did another, amen, Joseph did not change his character. Oh, but when you've done all that you can do, when you've stood all that you can stand, I'm telling you that the word of God says in Ephesians 6 to still stand. And stand, therefore. Take unto you the whole armor of God so that you'll be able to stand in the evil days. When everybody else is doing whatever they want to do, people of God, we as the church have to remember that we yet have to stand. The next thing we need to remember is not to stray. Don't stray from your assignment. I need you to listen to me very closely. We need to learn as a people of God to get to the place called there.
Come on, Pastor. Where is there?
T-H-E-R-E. In 1 Kings 17, verses 3 through 4, the Lord instructs Elijah to get to the brook Cherith. He said, leave here, leave where you are, turn eastward, and hide in the Cherith Ravine east of the Jordan. And he said, then you will drink from the brook, and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there.
All right.
Now, notice the word there. There was a place of God's will for Elijah. There by the brook Cherith was where God said that he would provide for Elijah. God didn't tell him to go anywhere else but there. And he said, there is where the ravens are going to feed you. When God tells you to go somewhere, he tells you to go there because he has a purpose in it. Whether you like it or not, God has a plan. And wherever there is for you is the place of God's purpose and plan for your life. There is a brook for all of us, just as there was for Elijah. And you'll find that place where God wants you to go. And if you'll go to that place, you'll find out everything will start happening just right there.
Amen.
There are several things you need to do to reach that divine place in your life known as there. We got to be assured, people of God, that God has a place where he wants each of us to be. A whole lot of folks right now scrambling around and rambling around, hollering for the Lord all of a sudden to take care of them. They're all of a sudden looking for God because they're nervous, because they're scared. But see, the Lord is not duty bound to take care of them as long as they are not dwelling where the Lord told them to dwell or doing what the Lord told them to do. If Elijah had gone to some other brooks, quite frankly, the ravens would not have been there. Because that ain't where God told him to go, and it ain't what he told him to do. So when God tells you to go somewhere and to do something, you gotta find yourself in the will of God. Because he ain't duty bound.
That's right. Come on, Pastor. That's right.
To take care of you when you're doing your own thing.
That's right.
A lot of people will say, well, a brook is a brook. A church is a church, Evangelist Nolan. This brook is just as good as the next brook. What's the difference in this brook from that brook? The Lord will provide for us here. A lot of people are wandering and compromising with God and trying to figure out why I can't just do this thing my way. Why I can't just go if I want to go. Do if I want to do. But the whole point and purpose in this place called there is an assignment.
Yes.
And your obedience to instructions is proof of your faith. If God tells you to do something and we don't do it, how then do we say that we trust God? How then do we say we're on an assignment from God? You're at your best when you're in place. You're at your best when you're there. You're at your best when you're in the place where God told you to go, because it's in that place that God will bless not only you, but just like with Joseph, he'll bless others through you and because of you.
That's right.
The next thing we have to do is serve while you wait.
My Lord.
Come on now.
If you can't serve, you can't lead.
That's right.
Jesus came in the form of a servant. In Genesis, the 39th chapter, Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guards, an Egyptian, the Bible says, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And he said in the second verse, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Joseph found grace in the sight of Potiphar. But what's most importantly is Joseph didn't go there with big eyes and little U's. Amen. Joseph went to Potiphar's house and worked. He didn't go and sit down and wait on nobody to hand him anything. He didn't go and sit there with his hand out. But Joseph went to Potiphar's house and he served.
Yes, he did. Come on, Pastor.
And the Bible says that while he was serving, he was elevated. Amen. See, a lot of folks, I heard y'all's Sunday school lesson this morning, are looking for elevation. Glory to God.
Come on, Pastor.
But they don't want to serve. A lot of folks want a title, but don't nobody want to serve. A lot of folks want to be recognized, but don't nobody want to serve.
Come on, Pastor. Yes.
And while you're serving, you can't just half do it.
That's right.
But you have to serve with excellence or sit down. And let somebody else show you how it's done. We're just talking this morning. It's all right.
Come on.
Having personal problems doesn't mean that you don't have to serve, because everybody got problems. Amen. Having financial issues does not mean that we don't have to serve, because from time to time, everybody got some kind of a financial issue. But your breaking is all a part of your making.
Right.
While Joseph was in Potiphar's house, albeit he went through some things up until the time that he had to flee. But he served with excellence. He served so well, people recognized the things that he did. He served so well, you would have thought he was the master. Amen. But the Bible says that not one time that he began to act like disrespect. Or run over somebody because he had been given a title.
All right.
Instead, Joseph served while he waited on his vision to come to pass.
Right.
Joseph served while he waited on his dream to come to fruition.
Right.
Joseph served whether he had personal problems or not. Joseph served whether people liked him or not. This means that you have to maintain your relationship, not just with God, but with the people of God. Because church folks, we got to learn how to treat people. Glory to God. We still talking about preparing for my not yet.
Yeah.
A lot of times people think that while you're on your way up, you can treat folks any kind of way. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that's not good grammar. I promise you, I got a few pieces of paper behind my name. I really do.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
But being the little country girl born in Macon, Mississippi, that's a phrase that my grandparents used to use. You can't treat people any kind of way.
That's right.
But you treat people how you would want to be treated. Amen? Glory God. Now let's move on. We also need to stay focused on God, not on the people, because folks will change up on you.
Yeah.
Because it's hypocritical for us to say one thing and do another. We got to keep our eyes on God. In Genesis 39 and 19, the Bible says it came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife. This is when Potiphar's wife began to lie on Joseph after he had to flee or run from the house because she was trying to get with him. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 20, Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. Now 21 says, but the Lord was still with Joseph. Now wait a minute, he'd been in a pit, he'd been at Potiphar's house, now he's in a prison, and the Lord is still with him. See, a lot of us think that when we're going through something, God has left us. God will never leave you nor forsake you. But God was still with Joseph. And he goes on to say, and he showed him mercy. And he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. You're talking about favor in a prison. Favor.
Come on, Pastor.
That only God can give. Here you are on your way, and God has shown you this dream or this vision or this revelation of these wonderful things you're going to have and these wonderful places where you're going to be. Yet you find yourself from a pit to Potiphar's house and now prison. I just don't know if all of the saints of God would just hang in there the way that this man did. But then the 22nd verse says, and the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hands all the prisoners. Wait a minute. You a leader even in prison. Because you know, when God has an assignment on your life, it really doesn't even matter where you are. It just comes up and comes out. Amen. When God has an assignment on your life, it don't matter who you're around. But if it's truly a call from God, you the same way all the time. No matter who you're talking to, no matter where you are. And people of God, if you know me, I'm the same way in the grocery store, at my house, in the church house, at your house, wherever. Amen. Because I have no time to be trying to pretend to be somebody else. I can't even imagine. And so here it is with Joseph, this man who God has given a vision, who finds himself in a pit, who finds himself working for Potiphar, who finds himself now in the prison and still leading people. The 23rd verse says, the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand because the Lord was with him. So even the people on the outside recognized that the Lord was with him. The people in a prison, in a dark place, in an ugly place. And those people, I'm sure, no doubt, many of them had done what they said they did.
My God.
But even these people could see some kind of a light in Joseph. Glory God. That should say something to us, people of God. No matter what we go through, coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, the people of the world should be able to see a light in the people of God. They should be able to see a difference in the people of God. They should be able to hear faith in the people of God. They should be able to hear some grace and some mercy and some goodness and some meekness following you all the days of your life. And I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That's what the books say. No matter where we are, no matter what we're going through, they ought to be able to see something in us. The latter part of the 23rd verse says, and the Lord made everything that he did prosper.
Yes, he did.
The Lord made everything that he did prosper. This means that if you are maintaining your relationship with God, this means if you are who you say you are, this means if you stand for what you say you stand for, then there ought to be some strength. Glory God. You ought to be spending time with God to get some instructions. Glory God. You ought to be spending time with God, not just talking and you praying, but you doing some listening. Glory God. And then God in that will give you strategy. Because see, that's the blessing that Joseph had that the other folks did not have.
That's right. Come on.
God favored Joseph, but God gave him strategy. Glory God. Y'all looking at me, but that's exciting to me. See, because when you study the word of God and you study to show yourself approved and you put in some time with the Lord will tell you what to do about every situation in your life. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. Hallelujah, Jesus, the Lord will give you some strategy. And wherever you find yourself,
yes, yes, yes.
Whatever it is that you put in, it's what's going to be reaped by you.
All right. That's right.
So if you're sowing in love, you're going to reap a harvest of love.
That's right. That's right.
If you're giving of your tithes and your offering like the word says, God can't help but give back to you because he ain't going to lie.
That's right.
If you're sowing in praise and worship in a season where everybody else is worried and running around confused, don't you know what's going to spring up in you? When trouble rise, a praise is going to come up out of your belly. Glory God.
Thank you.
No matter what's going on,
yes, thank you.
Come what may,
hallelujah.
God is preparing us for our not yet. In my Holy Ghost imagination, I heard the voice of the Lord say, hallelujah, Jesus. As he spoke to Joseph, similar to how he speaks to many of us. We see in Genesis 41, there was evidence of a shift. See, child of God, I know it might not have been in your plan to be sitting here today at Charity Full Gospel Baptist Church. But I'm going to send you on over to Booker Street because I have a plan for your life. Glory God. I'm sending you there so you can grow. I'm sending you there so you can use your gifts. I'm sending you there so you can be used for my glory. I know some other folks that you thought were going to have your back have long gone. I know it's some other folks that never really liked you anyway. Just like with Joseph's brothers. Over and over again we read and they hated him the more. And they hated him the more. Well, don't you know the situation is the same for you? Because they can see the grace of God that's on your life. They can see the love of your daddy all over you. They can see the peace of God that's all over you. So I'm sending you out with something better, with friends and a family plan. I'm sending you out with strategy. I'm going to give you the strategy that will not only bring out you and your folks, but all of the people in the kingdom of God. Glory God. The people will be able to sustain in a time of a famine. The people will be able to sustain, amen, in the time of sickness and disease. The people will be able to sustain even in a time of turmoil and trouble. You're going to bring some folks back from nothing, Joseph, and you're going to cause them to be able to prosper. I'm going to use you to save some lives. I'm going to use you to liberate some people. I'm going to use you so they can see what a walking, talking, breathing miracle looks like. And not only that, I'm going to cause your gift to bring you before great men. I know that you got held up. And I know that you got held back. I know that you got lied on. And I know that you got talked about, Deacon Jackson. But I want you to know that it's all working together for your good. Child of God, I'm bringing your dreams into fruition. I'm setting you free on today. And I'm taking the limits off. Glory God. Don't be dismayed by what you see. Don't be dismayed by the rest of the world being in a panic. Don't be dismayed. You ain't even got to trip because the ungodly folks seem like they're prospering. All of these years and all of the things that you've been going through, all of the times that you felt like you were bound was a time for you to learn some life lessons, Joseph. Now that you understand how I had to shut your mouth until I say speak. Now that you've learned how I said stay in character and don't stray from the place or the person of your assignment. Now that you've learned how to serve with excellence. While you wait, I'm getting ready to take you, Joseph, to a level that even you can't even understand. I'm getting ready to call this country back to me. I need my people to abide. I need my people to stay. I need my people to hold it together. I need my people to stay on task. I need my people to stay focused. Because I'm preparing you for your not yet. I'm getting ready. For a refreshing.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank I'm you. Getting ready for a renewing.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
I'm getting ready to get some folks' attention.
Uh-huh.
And what I need for my people to do is to get in place.
Yes.
Because of your commitment to me through hell and high water, I'm going to keep my commitment to you, Joseph.
Yes.
So I've moved you from your pit. And I've moved you from Potiphar. And I've moved you even from the prison.
Yeah.
Now it's time for you to come on up to the palace. Glory God. I'm going to keep my commitment. I just need to make sure that you knew how to keep yours.
Yeah.
Glory God. So he began to put a ring on his finger. The Bible said, and he changed his clothes. And
yeah.
He rewarded him with a wife. He entrusted him with some authority.
Yeah.
He gave him a new chariot to ride into. Glory God. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now is getting ready for a new ring on your finger. Glory God. Somebody is getting ready to change your clothes. Glory God. Somebody is going to be rewarded with a mate. Glory God. Somebody is going to be rewarded with some elevation, some promotion, and some authority. Hallelujah, Jesus. And somebody's getting ready to get a new ride. We ain't all about cars and houses over here, but the word of God is true. When you serve God faithfully, hallelujah, Lord, he'll bless you as he's preparing you for your not yet. And I don't know about you, but I found out that when you obey God,
yes, God, yes, come on, yes, Pastor,
he'll take you,
yes, God, yes, God,
even from a pit,
yes,
that you caused on your own.
Come on,
that's right, that's right.
He'll bless you. While you're working in Potiphar's house.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
He'll elevate you even while you're in prison.
Yes.
Because he's preparing you to reign in your palace.
Yes, Father.
And God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, God.
Thank you so much for listening. The Charity Full Gospel Baptist Church is a word-centered and Christ-focused ministry. We simply ask that you come out to visit with us. And when you do, come as you are so that God can elevate you to where he would have you to be. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you is our prayer.